stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, March 23rd.
And now it's Friday.
Now it's Friday. Now we can start planning.
And now it's raining again.
It's not raining, Brigetta.
It was raining on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just overcast.
No.
Maybe where you are, they said 20% shower, so you were in the 20%.
I was in the 20%.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So you don't like that. Okay,
no.
Well, you're going to Florida next week, so it'll be cool. It rains there, too, but it's tropical rain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's like, 20 minutes.
You don't mind it at all.
Oh, it's done in 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's sunny again.
Yeah,
right?
And then I'm like, oh, it's hot and sunny. It's perfect.
I know, it's cool.
I like it.
When I lived in South Africa, they would have, like, electrical storms in the middle of the summer every day.
Electrical?
Electrical storms. I mean, lightning and shit and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm like, what?
That's what they call them.
Oh, yeah.
And so it would take place for about 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
And then the sky is clear. Everything's clean and nice. And,
what's it like in South Africa? Is it hot all the time? Is it like kind of like here or what?
No, it's not. It's more like tropical there.
Okay.
Subtropical more. And it's the seasons are the opposite of what we have
because
they're on the southern hemisphere. But it's beautiful weather there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't rain a lot in the winter, and it's just beautiful place. You like nature and going out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a blast there.
Really?
Yeah. You see, I'd never really gone camping and hiking and stuff like that, but when I was there,
I did. Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Mountains, streams, waterfalls, things like that.
Just
beautiful. And then you go to Cape Town, which is very beautiful,
A lot of friends that have gone there, and they love it. My parents go, like, a lot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In South Africa, they claim it's the most beautiful place in the world. It is pretty nice, I must admit. They have the mountain like right next to the beach.
Really?
So it's a really, neat place. And it's called Table Mountain because it looks like a table.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's like clouds over it every day and stuff that kind of wrap it like a tablecloth.
Uh-huh.
So they call it like tablecloth.
Oh, that's neat.
Table Mountain and that. And then you can go all the way to the southernmost tip and see the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean together.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah, so it's really nice, you should definitely go.
What about being safe? Why is it safe?
No, not anymore. It hasn't been safe in a long time there.
Really?
Yeah. You see, when I lived there, I lived on my own. My kids were still back here and everything. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't really have to worry. It was just me.
Right.
So it didn't really bother me. But so many families have moved away from South Africa because it's so dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah. So they moved to Australia, to Canada, to the United States, England.
Now, is it because there's like a internal war there or like what is it?
No, there's still like, they had apartheid, which separated the blacks and the whites for many years.
Wow.
And now, there's no more apartheid. The blacks are in charge and stuff. But what happens is there's a lot of like they're going through a transition, so there's a lot of like crime. People doing whatever the hell they want. So there's like a lot of carjackings and stuff.
Wow.
People would wait for you because everybody's got electric fences there around their house. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's sort of like I remember when I used to drive there was a billboard that says, "Who's got who behind bars in this town?"
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And it turned out that they would wait for you like outside your garage. When you pull up, they'll sneak into the garage and rob you and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really scary, and it happens a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's one thing. For tourists, it's probably okay, But
stay in the tourist area.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful. Yeah.
Yikes. Okay, good to know.
I mean, you can't even leave your car on the street; it gets stolen in 2 minutes.
Wow. I feel like they should have like an entire neighborhood block. I mean, I have electric fence around your house, but right. can you like have guard gates at your neighborhood? You know,
probably like guarded communities yeah. and stuff, but.
I'm sure I wouldn't be able to live like that.
Yeah, and you know, many people there are rich, so you know, what kind of life is that? You know,
yeah.
You have money, you can't really enjoy it. Everything closes at 5 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of it. Because when it gets dark.
Yeah, because
like...
of that, when it gets dark, yeah. And you know, when you're driving at night, if there's not a lot of traffic, you don't even have to stop at a red light, you know?
Wow.
Because they could walk up to you and carjack.
Oh my God. Okay, that's really scary. So that's like worse than Mexico right now. I'm scared to go to Mexico right now.
I know. So, you know, that was 15 years ago. I don't know what it's like now.
Oh my God.
Can't believe it's been 15 years since I lived there. It seems like yesterday.
Wow.
But from what I understand, it hasn't gotten any better. So,
thanks. You know, yeah. Okay, well, you'll stay
there. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be leaving for Israel on Monday.
Yes.
For about 10 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking forward to the flight. It's like 14 hours straight.
Yikes, that really sucks.
And, you know, I mean, I used to take flights with stops and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I realized, you know, I'm like sort of like not enjoying flying anymore, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of just want to get there. Yeah. Let me just get there, you know.
We need a teleporter.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Invent one.
Yeah, so I'll try to sleep most of the way. And it's just not fun. You know, I remember when flying used to be fun.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore. I don't know. And I'm kind of getting scared. You know, I don't know
it is.
Yeah. And I used to fly. I mean, I have like a pilot's license, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, on a private plane and stuff.
Do you have to renew that, like, every couple of years, or how does that work?
It stays with you for a while, but, you know, I don't even know. It's probably not even effective anymore, you know. It's been, like, so long. But I used to fly, and I loved it, you know. But now getting on an airliner, I'm kind of like, I don't know. You know, every time there's turbulence and stuff. So,
I know what you're saying, but I feel like... Yeah. You know, I took a couple of classes to fly really small planes here in Van Nuys. And when I was doing it, I mean, I remember being up there and the pilot was like, I'm letting go of the controls now because you can do it. I'm like, I can't do it. No, I can't. And he's like, yes, you can. And he let go and we're like diving. I'm like, okay, I got it. And I did, but I was just terrified because it was like Van Nuys mountains around. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And,
yeah, well, I'll tell you a story. But, we have a phone call, though, so let's take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? You're not really calling a radio station, are you? Okay, they hung up.
They're
wrong
like,
number. Yeah.
What?
I could tell right away, man. I've done this so long, I can tell exactly who's a real caller and who's not. So at any rate, I mean, I had a very close call flying because I was living in Vegas at the time, so that's where I was flying. And over the mountains and stuff there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went on a solo flight. And what you do is, like, you know, it gets boring after a while to just fly straight. So you try and do stalls and stuff because that's what they teach you, you know. And but you stall by pulling the nose too high, you know, and then you kind of you lose the lift. So I did that and I overdid it. So I went into a spin.
Oh,
now,
my
the
God.
Plane is like vertical. Flying into the earth, and I'm looking at it spinning in front of me.
Oh my God.
And I'm shouting, God, no, not yet. You know,
yeah.
That's the first things that came into my mind. Luckily enough, the instructor showed me how to come out of a spin.
Right.
Because he put me into a spin before when we were together, and I was so lucky that he had, you know?
Yeah.
Because if he hadn't, I wouldn't know how to pull out of it because the ailerons, the wings don't work when you're vertical, you know? So you got to work with your feet and all that, and then you have G-forces on your head. You don't know if you're looking up or down. Wow. That was a close call, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's
and
crazy.
And luckily, I was high enough, you know, so I could, you know, if you're low, man, you know.
Someone's probably down below look at that guy doing tricks up there.
I know.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Like tricks, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that happened to me once. And then another time I did my first cross country to Arizona.
Okay.
So I was flying to Scottsdale and was it Scottsdale? I don't know. No, it was probably a smaller place where they don't even have a tower.
Okay.
So, at any rate, I'm flying and, you know, just by the landmarks and stuff, flying over Lake Mead and, you know, all that stuff. And I had to make a turn, And I guess I missed it. I don't know, because, you know, you're up there. You've got a map in your plane. You're trying to fly the plane. You're also looking down to see if you're at the right place. So then I finally located a mountain on the map, and I'm looking for that mountain, you know. Mm-hmm. And I realized I overshot it a little bit, so I had to turn around. I'm telling you, Bridget, I don't know how I found the fucking airport, but I did,
you know.
And so it can get scary.
It's got to be really scary.
And they
like
didn't have any GPS then. It was just transponders and shit. And you don't even know where you are.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's not like in a car.
Yeah. That's kind of nerve-wracking to be, like, looking down and trying to figure it out. Because, like, when I'm up there, I was like, I don't care. I can't look. I just know what I'm doing right here. Like, freaking out. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. You know, but it's just the airliners scare me because it's way too high.
Yeah.
And,
no, I see what you mean. But I also feel like I learned being in the plane that, you know, turbulence is just like waves in an ocean.
Right.
And I remember, like, when I first on the plane, I used to freak out a lot. I met a pilot, a U.S. Airways pilot, and he's actually the one who taught me how to fly in Van Nuys.
Oh.
And he was also a U.S. Marshal. And so he taught me about cell phones, how they don't matter in the plane.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you turn them off or not, which I know now because I fly a lot of private jets.
Right.
And we have the computers on. We have the cell phones on. I'm talking. I mean, you lose service anyway when you're up there.
Right.
Your phone call is shut off. But you can still talk, like, when you're closer to the ground. And it doesn't affect the plane at all.
No, huh?
But I remember him saying this to me, that it's just waves in an ocean. It's just waves in the air. And I was like, oh, you're right. It's not a big deal. And so I was over it. And then when I got flying, and I did not fly like you did, but I was just, like, still learning. But they were small planes. They were from World War II. They were, like, the fighting training planes.
Yeah.
And so he was in front, and I was in the back, and, like, the two-seater. And whatever, I mean, the controls would move, obviously. Like, I would...
Simultaneously, front and the back.
I would freak out because I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know what I'm doing, you know, like, in the very beginning. And it's funny because it's also the plane that it slides. So it's all clear.
Right.
So it's like the fighter jets. So, like, there's no top. Like, the top
the
can
canopy.
Come off.
Oh, there is no canopy.
Like, there is a canopy. We have it closed, but it can come off easily.
Right.
And one of the things is the seats don't eject. So he said, if for some reason we go down, you have to nosedive out of the plane. And he taught me how to dive. And if the problem is there's a wing right behind me.
Yeah.
So if you're in the pilot seat, you have enough time. You have to time it correctly to where you don't get smacked by the tail.
Right.
I'm like, what? What? And that was the freakiest thing for me. But what they did to me, because we flew around, and for Memorial Day, we flew around to 12 different memorial sites around LA area, and we blew smoke, and they flew in formations. They're kind of like the Blue Angels in a way, but they're over here, and they fly in formations. They do tricks. They do spins. Mm. So I was in the plane spinning, and I'm like, oh, my God. But I trusted him, you know, but I would literally, like, almost pee myself. And the first time I went up, I went to just film the whole thing and film everything, and then I wound up learning more, and it was just so much fun. And But the craziest thing is I saw these are old planes. So I did see one of the engines cut off in the middle of a formation. He had to leave the formation. There were 13 of us. And I was in the middle calling coordinates out, because the pilot that I was with had to focus on what he was doing. Right. And I was like, okay, you're about this close to this plane and this close to this. I mean, it was like so crazy because you're in formation and it's fucking, I mean, it's almost no, like tail to, like a
wing to wing.
Wing to wing is what I meant.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God, they are so close. It's insane. You can see the people in the planes next to you and you're like, oh my God, it's crazy. One screw up and you're fucked, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, the middle plane went down, and I saw him go down, and I was like, but I can't just be like, what just happened? Because we had to call out coordinates, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But it was insane. And then it's called a military landing. When those engines would get tangled up or shut off, they do this military landing where you fly in sideways, completely sideways, and then flip last minute to land.
I see.
It's crazy. And so we actually did one too, because he's like, I'm going to show you what it's like so you know. We can cut. I'm like, oh God, oh my God, we're cutting off the engine. Oh my God. And you cut off the engine.
Whoa.
And you fly in, you glide. You're gliding in is what's going on. And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I almost shit myself. But and then he let me fly a bunch of other times. And but it was just like,
that's a cool plane to fly.
Yeah, it was really cool. The scariest thing is if something were to happen and you do have to, because you're strapped into the parachute around you, because it's the military, you're sitting on it and it's strapped up into you. And it's just like the scariest thing, because if that were to happen, you have to push the slide off the top off.
Right.
And then just kind of figure out when to dive. You have to be so careful of that wing smacking you because it's a very small plane, so it's right there.
Wow.
So it's just, that's the scariest part. I'm like, I don't know how I would
Well, do glad this. To see you're still alive and but, well.
I know.
Stay away from planes.
But I know, I did love it though. So when I was younger, I admire you for doing that because I used to want to be a pilot in the military, but in the Air Force actually, and I got accepted into the academy and I was supposed to go and then I didn't because my eye test, I want to be a pilot and they said no because your eyes, and then I wanted to be a co-pilot and then I kept changing, like I don't know, but I decided last minute not to go, like something else came up, but but I was accepted.
It takes a very special person to fly a plane, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they put like millions of dollars in your hand.
I know.
You better fucking do it well.
And passengers, too. So it's like, you know, holy shit.
Exactly. But yeah, the fighter planes, man, you know, no passengers there, but the plane.
No, but I mean,
worth a lot.
Yeah, the plane is worth. And then it was cool because we blew smoke and they were smoker planes and it was just really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Anyway.
So, yeah, so I'm going to be flying, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I don't know why.
Just get drunk the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, and it's funny because I never used to be like that, you know, but I've got, like, fear of heights now, too, you know. So I think as you grow older, you kind of, like, you know, you lose all that.
You know, I do see what you're saying.
Courage, you know.
But I also will say that I had a horrible fear of heights since I was really young until I did that show, Project My World, where I jumped off buildings. And I got rid of my fear because I jumped off a fucking building. And I bungee jumped and I did whatever. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter anymore. Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't. No fear. Although I did not like parasailing, which I did in September. I hated it. That was recently, and I was like, get me down. This is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And I love skydiving when I'm on a parachute and we're flying down, I'm totally fine. Mm-hmm. But when I'm strapped into a parachute on a boat, I thought I'd be fine. It sucked. I hated it, and I cried the whole time.
Really?
Get me down, get
you
me down.
You don't like parachuting?
No, it was like 700 feet, and it was in Hawaii, which is gorgeous, but I just... When I was taller than buildings, I was like, this is not cool because I'm being strapped in. Right. At least when I was on a building, I jumped off of it. So I was falling. Like, I don't have to think about it. And you stick me up there for 20 minutes and I'm looking at everything. I do not like it.
Yeah.
I do not like it, Sam. I am.
Okay, we won't throw you off a building.
No, it was pretty awful. But,
Yeah. So, some things in the news. I guess they released the autopsy results of Whitney Houston.
I did see that,
You did see that? So, they mentioned there was cocaine and heart disease. And she did drown, but they're saying that... I don't know if they found any cocaine there, you know. They just found it in her blood, I think.
Well, I mean, she just did it. Because cocaine's out of your system within 24 hours.
Right.
So, or less than that. So, she just did it, obviously. And she has a heart condition.
Yeah.
Really?
I know. And so, she collapsed in the bathtub. They're saying there was probably a cardiac event. That's what they call
it. Probably.
But she also had in her blood, which they're saying played no role in the death, but she had marijuana, Xanax, Flexeril and Benadryl in her blood.
That's exactly what did it. Oh, come on. You can't have all that. And within 24 hours, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah.
That's why she had, she probably had cardiac arrest because of all that shit. You can't have uppers, downers, and, you know.
Yeah,
that's
and all just, that shit mix it all up.
That's like, you know, they always say Red Bull vodkas are bad for you because alcohol is such a downer and Red Bull is such an upper, and it's bad for your heart. So if you have a heart problem, you shouldn't be doing it.
Oh.
Look at what she's doing.
Yeah.
Xanax and what the hell ever else.
I
and
know.
Coke.
Even
and
Benadryl. You
Benadryl,
know?
I mean.
That's like a cold medicine, but maybe she just took it, you know.
Knocks you out. No.
Really?
I take it.
Uh-huh.
All right, not anymore because I do a lot of holistic, but I used to take it because I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take Benadryl every night to sleep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Every night. And it would knock me out and it'd be great because I could sleep the whole night. Otherwise, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
So it brings you down. If you're so high and you're so hyper, it will bring you completely down.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that and then coming right back up and then you're down.
You're right. Downers and speed at the same time, man. That's
you can't
like
do that.
Terrible.
Your heart's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, God, all the drugs she put in her body. I know.
Wow. Jesus, that's crazy.
I know. I feel so bad for her, you know, and her daughter.
Beverly Hilton, was it?
I think so, yeah. Wasn't it? It was the Beverly Hilton, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
They're not saying here. They're not saying what hotel it was.
I feel like it was Beverly Hilton.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep referring. Yeah, you're right. The Beverly Hilton. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
It's just interesting. I mean, gosh, I wonder if that room's going to be haunted. I want to know which room it is. I'm serious, though. I mean, like, there are so many hauntings in L.A., and there's so many celebrities that have died at Chateau Marmont. Mm-hmm. And just like, I wish I remembered the story, but the Roosevelt, you know, the Roosevelt's very haunted. I don't know if you know that.
That's what I heard that.
Extremely,
I've heard it somewhere.
Yeah, extremely really? Haunted. And they say that Marilyn Monroe, they see her all the time. I don't know why she's affiliated with that, but they see her a lot. I guess she's got some mirror there. That's something with the mirror. They see things in the mirror a lot. Something else with, like, I think it was, like, Nick Lachey, actually, recently. I want to say it was, like, 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, was in the Roosevelt and had a crazy experience.
Really?
And said he actually saw a ghost and had this, and he talked about it was on the news or whatever. It's actually interesting. But I was there the other night, and I will say this was interesting. The radio, it was an iPod radio.
Mm-hmm.
And just turned on, which it could have been, someone could have said it from a previous guest, who knows, whatever. But it turned on at like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., something like that. It was in the middle of the night. And we were like, what? And the iPhone was plugged into it, and it jumped up and out and then kept jumping up and down on top of the radio. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other and we were like, what? That was weird. get it off the radio. And I'm like, so he took it off the radio, and I'm like, what the hell was that? Yeah, it was actually, and he's like, well, you know, this hotel is haunted. I'm like, yeah, I know. And I was like, but it's nothing. I didn't feel anything bad in that room. It was just whatever. And he's like, well, he's told me he stayed in the room before. And he's like, he stays in the same rooms. And he says, the bed, someone was on the bed before. And I said, well, how do you know? And he goes, the whole bed creased down, and I saw creases like someone was sitting there, and it weighed down, and then I freaked out, and it got up.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. How do you see ghosts all the time? I've never seen ghosts in all my life, and I've been to a lot of different places, buildings
you block
and
it out.
Stuff. You know?
I mean, because you block it out. You
I don't
strong...
block it out. It doesn't exist, really.
Okay. Go stay at the Roosevelt and ask what the most haunted room is.
If this really happened, it would be mainstream, you know? But this is just like, you know, people on the fringe that see ghosts.
No,
I don't know.
I'm on the fringe?
Well, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe with your, you know, your ability to see ghosts, maybe you are in that particular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're on the fringe. No, that's not what I mean.
Wow.
No, it's just in that particular view, you know, it's people that, you know, they feel, hey, I can see this, other people can't.
Right.
Know? I don't know why I can't. But you have to understand that if you don't experience this all your life, it doesn't really exist. Or maybe it does. Okay.
You know what? I beg to differ, because I want to say that every guy I've ever dated who was the last guy I dated was an atheist.
Yeah.
So I didn't believe in anything.
Yeah.
and not the last guy, but the longest last guy. And I have switched every person from a non-believer to a believer.
Really?
Because I don't know what it is, but shit happens around me.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck? and the house I live in now, he actually lives with me in that house. We're just best friends, not like that. Yeah, and he's like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Make it stop. Just it has, like, doors will open and close all the time. And,
wow.
And he's scientific, so he's like, well, and then usually he'll explain it, and then he's like, I can't explain that. Like, there are some things where he's like, I can't. I don't know what the hell that was. Yeah, we hear voices sometimes.
So it must happen around you a lot, you know?
Well, you know, I was told I was a medium, so
yeah,
that does
that's
make sense.
Right.
But,
that's probably why.
Yeah, I don't know, but. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are unexplainable in our place.
No, I do believe that you're convinced you've seen this stuff, you know?
So, but it's not just me. It's other people see it,
okay,
too.
Well, sometimes maybe you can show it to me, too, and I'll become a believer.
Like I said, go stay at the Roosevelt one night and ask for the most haunted room, and I guarantee some shit would happen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they know which rooms are the ones and which ones aren't. I mean, it can also float through certain rooms, but there are certain ones that shit happens. Like, even in San Diego, I stayed at the hotel in San Diego, a gas lamp. God, what was it called? The Ramada St. James. And it was one of the first hotels in San Diego, St. James Hotel. And they're very, and I did a review on them, and they are a very haunted hotel.
Really?
And I forget exactly why. I think it was like, I don't remember who, a flock of people came through and there was like, I don't know, whatever, they were a bunch of murders anyway on a certain floor. Mm-hmm. And I've had some very weird experiences in that hotel. And I did not know it was haunted beforehand. I walked in and it's really cool because if you order two double beds, mm-hmm. like I have one room with two double beds, it's actually two rooms that adjoin.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's like a two bedroom apartment. It's neat. Right. And they're cheap to stay there too. So I'm in there and my friends are in one room and I'm walking in the other room and I go to talk to them and I couldn't go through the room. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know. I can't walk through this room. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I literally am stopped cold in my tracks. And I don't know what it is, but this is so awful in this room. Uh-huh. I can't even walk in there.
Wow.
And they're like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I couldn't, like, they forced me in. They're like, come on, stop being stupid. And they're just being an idiot. And I'm like, no. And I went in and I couldn't breathe. I literally was like, couldn't breathe. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I can't. Get me out of here. Get me out of here now. And I freaked out. And it was literally two rooms that I joined. It was just the one room I could not be in.
Wow.
And it was weird because in the middle of the night, they had some weird things happen. And they had said, oh, we don't like this room anymore, and we're having, and they don't believe in normally. And they're like, this is really odd. And I made a friend come stay with me in my side of the room. It's pretty funny. So that happened there. And then the last time I was there, I stayed there again with another friend, and the doors open and close, the lights went on and off, which you can say it's an electrical problem, you know? But there is no draft in that room for the bathroom door to just shut. Slam close and open, and you just feel it. You feel something there, and that was not even the haunted floor. The haunted floors were the ones above, and I didn't even know because I asked. I said, "What's with the hotel?" I said, "I feel weird stuff in these certain rooms," and they said, "Well, we're really haunted," and you didn't know that. I'm like, "No, I didn't. I had no idea." One of the first hotels in San Diego. Great place though.
Yeah.
Really pretty place. And
really, Ramadas aren't considered that big a deal anymore.
Ramada bought it. It was the St. James Hotel originally.
Oh, I see. Okay.
St. James.
Okay.
And Ramada bought it. But, you know, it wasn't like there are elaborate rooms or anything. It's just like I went there for the games both times to watch the Chargers games. Mm. And I just wanted a place to stay that was kind of near there, but in the middle of Gaslamp so I could walk around all the bars and restaurants and have fun and just walk back and feel safe. It's right in the heart of it.
Yeah.
And it's very, like, the downstairs is very nice. They've got, I mean, it's actually a nice place. And they've got a 24-hour diner, but it's not really a diner. It's like a really nice, cool restaurant open. And but, yeah, I loved it. But crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
San Diego's cool, you know.
Oh,
I like going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the Palms, something really weird happened.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I flipped the fuck. I had a room with there was a bunch of us, and we had a big room with a bunch of us. We were going to pitch a show up in Vegas, so we were there for one night. And everyone, I was so tired. Everyone went gambling, and I stayed in the room. And I didn't like the room for whatever reason, but I was like, whatever. And I had a bunch of, oh, this is weird. Okay. I had Monster drink, you know, big can of Monster on the desk that was right across from the bed. And I had a bunch of napkins that were all over because we'd gone to Starbucks and some wrappers and like some food, like some little knick-knack food or whatever. And I was sitting there watching TV and on the computer and because I was just exhausted. And I was like, I'm going to take a nap and I'll rally and come out later, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it was early. It was like 8. You know, and goes out in Vegas until like later anyway. So I was like, it's fine. They're gambling downstairs. I'm in a nap, whatever. And I was looking at the desk because this is what happened. I heard this. I don't know if you guys can hear this.
Okay. Like
the cam moving. Do you hear that? Can you hear that in the microphone? I don't know. You hear the cam moving. And I'm like, what is that noise? And I look in front of me and I'm like, oh my God, the can just moved. And I saw it, but I saw the corner of my eye and I'm like, I'm flipping out. I'm just really tired. This isn't happening. And then I go back to my computer or whatever. And then I see the napkins blow up and over on the floor.
Mm.
And I was like, that didn't happen. And then I'm looking up and I'm like, where's the vents? Is the air vent on? No.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, this is weird. I'm trying to be logical. I'm trying to be logical. And then the can flies off the table and the things fly up in the air. I screamed, booked it out of the hotel room, locked myself out of the hotel. Yeah. And I was so like, oh my God. But I had my cell phone with me and I'm calling all my friends who are downstairs, get up here now, get up here now. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm changing rooms.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is your problem? And I explain, and like one of my friends came back up and was like, it's fine. Let's be logical. Comes in. He's like, because he had to let me in the room and he didn't believe me. And he's like, everything was on the floor. And he's like, that's weird. So he puts it all back up on the table, and I made him stay there with me for like an hour. And then the napkins blew off again, and he's like, okay, yeah, there's a logical explanation for that. I'm like, really, then what is it? What is it? Explain that to me. You know? So anyway, that was that.
Okay. So you've had your experiences. It's hard to argue with you about it, you know?
Well, I mean, that's nothing. Those are just hotels. That's nothing compared to what I've seen and experienced. That's just like, I'm trying to, you know.
You got to write a book about these experiences, I'm telling you. Because not everybody goes through that. You have to understand.
Really?
Yeah. Never happened to me. I would freak out big time if shit like that happened.
It was just crazy. Yeah. And it's always usually when I'm alone. So it's like no one's there to witness. You know, I'm like, I'm not crazy. You know, but yeah. But now if you live with me, then it's just there all the time. You now realize.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see The Hunger Games?
Yeah. You know, we were supposed to go last night and go see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after our meetings and stuff, we're going to go to the midnight showing.
Right.
And I couldn't. I was so tired. I was like, you guys. So they all went and I didn't go.
But you want to see it,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, like a little fantasy type? Did you read the books?
I did. Well, I read some of them.
Yeah.
And I do want to see them. Yeah, it's kind of like a fantasy. You know, I like all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
It looks awesome, the movie. We'll see.
I know. And the girl's pretty cute. What's her name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, my God. Is she in it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, funny story. So she and I used to be with the same agent.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But and then she also had the same hairdresser forever. And then when she had that movie at Sundance 2 years ago, that's when she blew up. She blew up from that one movie.
What movie was that? Do you remember?
No, actually, it was an awful movie. I thought
really?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
so this is not her first major film, this one, right?
The
Hunger Games? Or?
She's done a lot. She was in the X-Men or X... Yeah, I think it was like X-Men or something last year. Or
really?
That was the first big one. But no, 2 years ago, she did a small film that won Sundance and won so many awards that she got signed by every top person was like, I want to work with her,
Yeah.
Yeah, now she's like the next biggest thing.
Yeah.
Which is great for her. Good for her.
Yeah.
But it was just from one small movie she did. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
But I
mean, how lucky do you have to be to get selected for a movie like this? You know, I mean, you know it's going to be like a trilogy, like the books, and it's going to be extremely... I mean, Suzanne Collins' books, all the whole series, dominates like the top five bestsellers, you know? I mean, can you imagine? It's like, how much money is she going to make? Suzanne Collins, wow.
The imagine. Author. Just like the Twilight series.
Yeah, yeah, you know? And Harry Potter.
Yep. That's amazing.
Yeah. But it looks pretty cool. I mean, cool costumes and...
Would you see it?
I probably would, just because of all the hype, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a book I would read, but the movie looks pretty good. You know? I think a lot of visual eye candy and things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Action. Absolutely. I really want to see it. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I mean, a hot chick with bow and arrows looks pretty good.
Maybe I'll go see it
tonight. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
What other good movies are out there?
You know, I don't know because I haven't gone to the movies in so long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I haven't had time. I've been so freaking busy with everything. But
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Let me look it up and see because I think there's some good movies coming out. I'm not sure which ones, but they have The Deep Blue Sea.
What's that?
I don't know what that is. Well, Hunger Games, of course.
Well, I'm going to watch Hunger Games. I'll go see that this weekend.
Yeah,
and
that's all they're talking about.
And then I'm gonna chill this weekend.
Yeah.
Gotta work, but I'm gonna chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't had a weekend to like relax and chill, so it would be a good movie weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
And today would be a good movie day because of the rain.
Because of the rain.
So I will give you that, although I have things to do later, but hey.
Yeah.
Oh, so I had the Harley third callback yesterday.
Yes.
And
how's that going? How many callbacks do you still have to go before they choose you?
But it was really cool, and I really hope that I do it. I'm stoked. And got us a whole photo shoot, so...
Oh, they already did a photo shoot.
No, they want to see how you are and what you look like
right.
in clothes. So it was a full, like, fitting and... photo shoot and so we'll see what happens. I'll find out soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they don't pay you for this portion, huh? Or
no.
Do they?
No, because they want to see what you look like. It's
right.
They call it a
so
test.
It's
a test shoot.
Yeah.
So because I want to make sure, like, yeah. So whatever. I mean,
I
everything
see.
Fits.
So they're
so
not going to use those pictures, right? It's just like a test type of a
they're
thing.
They're not supposed
right?
to, but you never know.
Yeah. Do you have to sign a release for those?
Not yet. I haven't signed anything, so
they
can't until Yeah. And they're very strict about it all. So, like, for all my tattoos, I had to go and to all the artists and get them to sign a release form, releasing.
Really?
Yeah. I guess because of what happened with, what's his face? What was that?
Liz? The guy that was here?
No. The guy that got, they sued, and the movie couldn't continue because of Mike Tyson. Mm. Mike Tyson has a tattoo on his head or whatever.
Right,
and
his face, right.
And what movie was that he just did? The Hangover? Yeah, it was The Hangover. Mm. So they sued The Hangover, and and they couldn't go into production because of the artist got mad that he didn't get royalties from it.
He's really?
Like, that's my art in the film.
So what? I mean, he already got paid to do it.
Right. I agree. Which it's touchy because it's like if you're an artist and you create a painting and you put it in a film, you're paid for that painting every time it goes in a film.
Right.
So I kind of see where their argument is. But then again, it's like I see my side where it's like I paid for it.
Yeah.
You did a service. It's mine. I do what
I
want.
Yeah, you don't own this shit. It's my body.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, it is their artwork that's on you. So you have to think about that. So I don't know how that works, whatever. But it was a huge lawsuit. They lost like thousands or actually it might have been millions on that.
Really?
On it.
So they actually lost the suit?
Yeah. The guy
really?
Won. And it's hard because it's like I see if you're doing it on a prominent actor on their face. Mm-hmm. It's on their face, then your art is right there. They just wanted credit. He wanted credit. And so to be like, that was my tattoo or whatever. Right. But in the same sense, you know, you're probably Googling it. Like, oh, I want to get a face tattoo. Who was a famous person has a face tattoo? Oh, Mike Tyson. Let's look up who did it.
Right.
You know, your name's already known.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's like, I see both sides, whatever. But anyway, companies are now paranoid.
Yeah.
As I would. I'd be as well. So they wanted me to get a release form saying that anything that's on my body, I own the rights to. And
right.
I can do what I want and pose in whatever ads or video or anything that I want because it's my body.
Cool.
So, but it was
just
hard.
Do you have any big tattoos or just small ones like on your wrist and right? And some hidden areas?
I have a big snake on my back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow.
On my back. And then writing down my side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
that's a big fucker.
I know. So,
did it ever get in the way for you?
You know, it never did. Until I'd say last year, I kind of felt like what? Because I will say that I did do a lot of promo stuff for Victoria's Secret for a while, and then which was awesome. Before I had tattoos there, you could cover up the small one on my wrist and the back of my neck, and then I got the one on my back, which is still covered by my hair. You can't tell. Then I started doing more photo shoots, and when you're doing lingerie and bikini, they don't want, you know, you can't have any, you can always airbrush it out, but they don't like it.
Right.
So I got the side done because I wanted to and I needed it done. I felt like for an inner thing for me, and I will say it's definitely hurt me in ways.
Right.
But then again, do I really want to be lingerie modeling right now? Mm. I just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
You know? I'm 33. I don't care. but I did. I worked a lot. I worked a lot in lingerie and bikini. I got booked all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? Then I got Affliction, and I got the Affliction stuff, and I was modeling for Affliction for a while, which I got all my tattoos pretty much for free from Affliction artists.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I've only paid for a tattoo once.
Yeah.
And I got a discount because of like what I did, who I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. Which is awesome. Thank you to the shop. But yeah, working with Affliction Clothing, it's all like, you know, tattoo stuff. Like they're tattoo artists that design their clothes and they have tattoo artists in their shop.
Oh, really?
And,
so that was a perfect fit there.
Completely. And so that's when I was like, oh, I got this hand one. And then my sister got one too. And so anyway, and so now that hopefully I'll get this ad because Affliction stopped, the owners got in a huge war. It's kind of sad. It sucks. And they kind of broke up. And so a lot of them left the company. And so I don't work with Affliction anymore because who I work with is gone.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I loved Affliction. They're great. And they have such an awesome new line. And this was literally last May. My last gig was in May for them. So this is recent that I lost that deal. And that sucks because I love being there. I love being a part of it. But now, so I'm like, okay, I need to find a new campaign that's kind of edgy cool. I did a jewelry shoot last year that was edgy.
Mm.
Very like dark, edgy, kind of like Affliction, like a really cool jewelry line. And so that was funky, cool, like a rocker line. And so then hopefully this, which is, you know, it's Harley, so it's like tats and stuff too. So
that's true. So they wouldn't mind that at all. Huh?
Yeah, no, they don't care. Yeah. Like the more the merrier, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, this is awesome, whatever. But it's weird because I'm all covered up. Like, I was all in the jackets and such. So, they have like so many clothes. They're awesome. I didn't realize how awesome their clothes were.
Yeah.
They're very similar to Affliction style. Mm-hmm. They also have some like Abercrombie type, like you wouldn't think.
Oh.
So, I really like a lot of the vintage stuff they've got. Yeah. Some really cool
stuff. And it's fun. You get to wear those clothes, huh?
Yeah. Their jeans fit me like a glove. Their shoes are awesome. They've got some really cute hats and stuff. And it's weird because, like, the hats and some of the shirts I was in, like, they were pink and cute and, like, flannel. And they're very Abercrombie style, which you wouldn't think for them.
So they have a clothing line. That's what this is for, right?
The clothing line, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like advertising the motorcycles and that and getting models there.
They're going to be in the shots, I think, eventually, like on the big shoot, because they have one of the guys that were filming him riding, and they wanted to make sure they could really ride and such. But it's all about their clothes. Yeah, it's a clothing line. It's for their catalog.
Yeah.
So, which is awesome. I'm excited because they have the sickest clothes, and I'm like, I just want the clothes.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. So
awesome.
Hopefully, I'll find out in like 2 weeks probably. It seems like every 2 weeks I know.
Yeah.
So, but it shoots when we get back.
Yeah.
So,
But the third callback, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there are a lot of people that were there, but they have a line for each season, so it's like, you know, they've got the summer, spring, fall, winter stuff.
Right, and they're going to get different girls for each one?
Yeah, girls and guys. It's a mix.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of people there because it depends which category you were in. And there's a holiday line, so it's also like... But it's cool because I got to see everything. And I'm like, their clothing is amazing. I didn't even realize Harley had all those clothes. And I'm like, this is my new favorite line.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whether I get it or not, I'm still going to wear their clothes because they're sick.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, meet someone there who's going to give you free clothes too.
I'm going to try and find out who their publicist is. Yeah. I don't want to ask when I'm at their, you know, if I shoot for them, I will ask then and say, hey, by the way, I'm shooting for you. Awesome. But it's funny because like the last callback that I was at, I heard someone say she looks really familiar. And then someone was like, oh, that's because she blah, blah, blah. And I was like, great. That means I'm not getting it, you know, whatever. But obviously they liked me, so that wasn't the case. So I don't know if they recognized me from Affliction ads or if it was TV or whatnot. But I will talk to them because I will, you know, hey, I'll wear it on the red carpet. I'll wear it
clothes,
on my show.
Yeah.
I'll wear it all the time. Yeah. So I'd love to talk to their PR.
Yeah.
So if you're listening... There you go.
Yeah, Bridgetta needs a new wardrobe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take me it. But their clothes are dope.
Yeah.
But anyways, so did you find out what else is on this weekend?
What else is on this weekend? I don't know. I'm not doing anything because
I'm getting
ready to leave.
I thought you were looking stuff up.
No, I'm looking at things and stuff. And did you hear that? Now there's a whole thing about employers asking you for your Facebook passwords.
What?
Potential employers. What? Okay? They would ask
you. That's illegal.
It is.
Why would they ask for your password?
Well, because they want to see what you're doing and what you're posting and pictures and shit like that. Now, the reason why, I don't know.
Wait. If they ask for your Facebook pages, yes.
Yeah.
They want
passwords. They want to see, like, who you're... You know, so because if your page is protected, they can't see anything, right?
You just become friends.
Yeah. What if you don't want to? Then they can't see anything, you know? And, but apparently Facebook is threatening legal action.
That's legal. Yeah, that's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah.
What companies?
I don't know. They don't say, you know, they're just saying a lot of employers are starting to do that. And aren't you happy you're not working for the man?
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's bullshit, all this stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, I will say that I ask for, when casting, I ask for your Facebook page, but it's because I want to see your photos so I can take some off.
Right.
And I would see if I were a big company, I'd want to ask for your Facebook page because I'd want to see what photos you were, you know, if you're representing the company, right? Depending what job you're for.
Right, exactly.
But a password?
Yeah.
No. If you accept my friend request, I can see, you can still block people from seeing some
exactly.
of the stuff.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's bullshit. You can't ask for a pass. You know what? Give me your bank password. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You know?
I know.
That's what it's like saying, like, basically. Like,
yeah.
That's an invasion of privacy. That's against our rights as a citizen.
And, yeah, if nothing else, it says it violates Facebook's terms of service, you know?
Wow.
And
I would just clear my page if I were them.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I'll delete it.
But they're saying that, you know, it's not only affecting you, but your friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your Facebook friends, if they had access to your account.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that takes balls. You know, I mean, employers do a lot of bullshit. Some of them are starting to check your credit reports.
Yeah, I've had before, and I'm like, what's the point of checking my credit report? Mm-hmm. Okay, I have shitty credit. I screwed it up when I was 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
And yet I'm a good worker. That has nothing to do with and that's what I don't understand. There's nothing to do with your work ethic. Like, I work my ass off and I bust my ass. Just because I was a screw up before when I was like a teenager, that's expected.
Yeah.
Because whatever. But it's like, that does not mean that's your personality or that's your demeanor. What is that? I don't understand like the thought process behind that. What does that have to do with who you are?
Yeah. Well, that's what they want to see is, you know, if you're a responsible person, whatever, you know. I mean, I don't obviously justify that. I think it's a bunch of shit. But I'm sure they have their own reasons for doing this.
Yeah.
You know, so that's bullshit, I think.
Yeah, total crap. That pisses me off.
I know.
Things that piss me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess there was this was funny because in a little town in Wisconsin, they've had like mystery sounds rattling the town, you know, Clintonville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they didn't know what the hell it was because it was making noise. Things were rattling.
That's weird.
And yeah, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Ghosts are around you. Zombies attack.
So they finally figured it's a whole bunch of minor earthquakes amplified by the unique bedrock beneath the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the strange sounds, I guess they've been described as rattling pipes, clanging metal, and thunder or firecrackers have continued on and off since early Sunday night in just one of the part of the small town.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, wouldn't that freak you out?
That would freak the crap out of me. It really would.
Yeah. So that's a small earthquake, you see, you know, and they didn't even feel them or anything, but they just could see the whatever was left of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be really, I would just be like, it's zombies. You just do a movie around it.
Yeah.
Give someone an idea.
So when is your reality show run, whatever it is that you guys are doing? When is that happening?
Which one? The one that we're pitching?
Yes.
We're pitching a couple right now.
No, not that you're pitching. There's the reality.
Oh, the reality rally.
Yeah.
I want to say it's April 14th, 15th, and 16th, which we still need. Actually, here it is. 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Okay.
So of April. And it's in Temecula. Uh-huh. And it's there's about 200 reality stars that are racing in the Amazing Race around Temecula. All proceeds go to breast cancer.
Yeah.
But for those that don't know, you can sign up still if you would like. If, for example, if you want to be in the Amazing Race and you've always wondered what it was like to be in the Amazing Race or be with reality stars or, you know, and go what we go through, you sign up. It's teams of four. Mm-hmm. So you sign up with your team of three.
Right.
And whatever money you raise, you get to pick your own reality star as your fourth person.
Oh.
And we will show you the ropes of how to play the Amazing Race and how to play the way we play to win. And we win money, but the money goes to breast cancer.
Yeah.
We don't keep a dime. And
how come you never went on the Amazing Race? I mean, that would be perfect for you.
I should do it.
Yeah.
I should. It would be fun.
Yeah.
It would be. I don't know. I didn't do any of that.
You'd be the perfect star for it.
It would be a freaking blast.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Then do it. Apply.
I should. And it's funny because like all of my friends, this is even funnier. Once you do reality TV and you've been in a lot, you tend to go into casting.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my friends that were on Survivor, they cast for Amazing Race. My friends that were on Amazing Race cast for Survivor.
Really?
It's really funny how that works. But yeah, so I know the casting. I know who they are and whatnot. So I could probably easily, you know, get in and work my way up. But I don't know. I just didn't. But yeah, I should.
Yeah.
It will be fun. It will be a blast.
Yeah.
I totally see myself doing it.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're perfect for it.
And well, we're going into a show today that we're pitching that I can't talk about too much, but it would be awesome. I will be traveling. It wouldn't until it would be like next year if it even happens. But I get to travel for, I want to say it's two
How
weeks.
Cool. Wow.
2 weeks and in the middle of nowhere, and it's a survival type thing.
Really?
So, I mean, 2 weeks is nothing.
Yeah.
Whatever. okay. Sounds awesome.
Uh-huh.
You know, sign me up. But so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
Sounds good.
I have no idea.
We'll support you.
But yeah, that would be fun. I know. I'm like, what the hell? But yeah, I'd rather just, I have other shows in the works that I'd rather, I'm writing a lot. And I want to produce more. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily be on the shows. Just want to sell them.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Good.
We'll see.
Be like a big businesswoman producer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We are out of time. And we're going to take a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be on next week and the week after, but we'll be back April 8th, which is Monday. So in the meantime, we'll play you some best of every day.
Nice.
You guys can think about us. And Brigetta, you have fun in Florida.
Thank you.
Let us know. Post some pictures.
I will. You too. I want to see Israel.
I will.
I've always wanted to see what Israel is like.
Well, it's beautiful. Yeah. I'm not going to take any trips or anything because I don't have time.
Yeah.
I'm going for a short period. But okay. But, yeah, we'll still take pictures of places and stuff. So
awesome.
That'll be cool. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you all
in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
All right.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.